Good morning. You're listening to Brother Mark at the General Baptist Church, God's House of Prayer. Open with me this morning in the scriptures as we return to the book of 2 Samuel. And today we'll be reading in the 12th chapter of his restoration, from his sin before God. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, Samuel tells us, "And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, The Lord also has put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die." In the previous devotion, as I mentioned, we see the sin and downfall of David that was the result of his lust and desire for a woman who was married to another. And as a result of that sin and David's effort to try and cover it up, he gets a man named Uriah, killed. And this man, Uriah, who was the Hittite and husband of Bathsheba, is killed in the midst of battle. In this text, God comes to Nathan, his prophet, sending him to David to tell him of his sin and that it is not hidden from him, even though David had tried to declare it up. And as Nathan declares the story of the lamb and the man who had taken it from his neighbor to save his own lamb, David hears this story from Nathan and responds in acknowledgement that he has sinned against God and has fallen from grace. We see this even echoed in his psalm, asking God to restore the joy of his salvation in Psalm chapter 51, verse 12. Nathan declares that the Lord in his mercy has put away David's sin, but this will not spare him from the consequences of the sin he committed, even causing him to lose the child that resulted from David and Bathsheba's union. And so the Lord tells David through Nathan that his actions and sins have even given occasion for the enemies of Israel to blaspheme against God. And this is a very serious issue to which God brought judgment upon David, but he also gave him salvation and restoration. Today, as you and I read these scriptures, what is it we can learn from the account of David's fall and restoration before God? The first thing is, when we are drawn into temptation and lust, even by our desires for things that are apart from God, that can most often lead us to sin and division and being separated from God, our Heavenly Father. And why is this so? It is because they are outside of God's will for our lives. And the second thing that we must learn is, when we sin against God, we should not hide, but embrace God for His full mercy. And although we may face conviction and judgment for sin, when we seek Him and His salvation He gives, He will restore us in His blessed grace. I pray that this scripture and this devotion is a blessing to you this morning and encourages you to always seek the Lord in the joy that is in His salvation. Thank you for listening, and God bless.